Today is Monday, the 5th of November, the Feast of All Saints of the Society of Jesus. Come, my way, my truth, my life. As I enter this time of prayer today, I begin by inviting the Lord into my life. I acknowledge my need for God to show me the way, to teach me the truth, to give me life. Today's reading is from the book of Deuteronomy.
Surely, this commandment that I am commanding you today is not too hard for you, nor is it too far away. It is not in heaven that you should say, "Who will go up to heaven for us and get it for us so that we may hear it and observe it?" Neither is it beyond the sea that you should say, "Who will cross to the other side of the sea for us and get it for us so that we may hear it and observe it?" No, The word is very near to you. It is in your mouth and in your heart for you to observe.
Today is the Feast of All Saints and Blessed of the Society of Jesus. And we have this rather beautiful reading because Saint Ignatius, who founded the Society of Jesus, was so convinced about how God's call is something intimate, something within each of us. The word is very near to you. How do you feel when you hear this? It is not too hard for you, nor is it too far away. This scripture is encouraging us, telling us that we can do it. Is this a message you can believe? When we try to listen to the Word of God, we often find that there are other voices in our hearts and in the world around us that make God's voice difficult to hear. As you listen again, ask yourself what makes it difficult for you really to believe in God's presence with you and within you.
Surely, this commandment that I am commanding you today is not too hard for you, nor is it too far away. It is not in heaven that you should say, "Who will go up to heaven for us and get it for us so that we may hear it and observe it?" Neither is it beyond the sea that you should say, "Who will cross to the other side of the sea for us and get it for us so that we may hear it and observe it?" No. The word is very near to you. It is in your mouth and in your heart for you to observe.
Ignatius discovered God's will for him by listening to the different movements within himself, and by recognizing that some desires were deeper and more significant than others. What is it that the deepest part of you is desiring today? Trusting in God's goodness and mercy, bring this desire before the Lord now. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.